Well, to begin with the thesis that we started yesterday, okay? We have the thesis here, New Testament out. Let's take a look. Where thesis is bothered by the following caption. All right, let's see inside the thesis, okay? Before we see inside the thesis, two horrors I want to say. Lamaisa, and then we'll see the thesis inside. Then we have to go on to the sugya with our kofa menalu. The first horror I just want to point out is, again, we had in the Gemara, Dayar got a sikra, black on red. What's it din? What do we say black on red is? Chayav shtay melachos, kosh of the moichin. Number two, we said Dayar, this sikra, I got a sikra, what's it din? Pater means pater of a what? Of a lasher, assuming the robolon. And what's number three? Sikra of Abi Agabi Dio. Yesh Omrim, Omrile Pater, because Macau can Omrile Moshe, because why? Right, so last Tysus on the Omid. All right, read the last Tysus on the Omid again. Okay, guys, take a look inside. Moshe Ku? Why is it considered Mochak Manas Lifto? So what you're going to do is, it's first black, then you wrote red on black, and then you're going to write black on red again. You follow what I'm saying? I don't know if we stressed that enough yesterday. Yes, it was black on the bottom, you wrote red on top, and then you're going to write the black again. Yes? So since you're going to write the black again, what's the din? Since you're going to do the black again, what's all locha? The luck is it's considered mochek amanas lifto, yes? Somehow the black is going to look better. Just writing black original, you write black, red, and then black on the red, the black's going to be much clearly discerned. So therefore, we consider it to be mochek amanas lifto. Now, please get this down. What is the purpose of amanas lifto? What does amanas lifto accomplish?
It's constructive.
That'll be constructive and not makalka. And what did Tosfos just say in the first line here? What did Tosfos just say in the first line? Are you? That it's Mocha Kamanas Lifto. Why is it Mocha Kamanas Lifto? Because I'm going to erase the red in order to get to the black again. Yes? Is that correct? So what's the next line in Tosfos? What do you mean? You just told me why it's not Makalka. Once you say it's Amanas Lifto, isn't that telling me that it's also what? That it's also not Makalko? So what does Tosfos mean in that next line? The Avnei Nezer asked this. The Dvar Yaakov asked this kasha. Please get it down. The Dvar Yaakov asked this kasha, Lamaisa. The Dvar Yaakov asked this kasha. The Avnei Nezer writes, the reason why you need Amanas Lifto is in order to make sure it's not Makalko. So what on earth is Tosfos doing? After he just was mad for Mocha Amanas Lifto, he still has got to go out of his way and say what? Still got to go out of his way and say what? It's possible that Mochek Amanas Lifto still could be Makalko. No, but we're asking, Lamaisa, if Mochek Amanas Lifto is to get you out of Makalko, right? What's Tosfos saying? You know what I'm saying? The Avnei Nezer writes, let's get it down. Amanas Lifto is to make sure the Mochek is not Makalko. So then Tosfos should stop right there. You see here from this Tosfos that it's possible that Mocha Kamanas Lifto can also be a Makalka. It's not automatic. No. It's not automatic. It's very important. Please get that. Very, very important. Please get that in your notes as well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos, Shabbos, Halacha Yirah, Pirik Yirah, Halacha Yitzayin, you don't need Daf Kamanas Lifto. Any other constructive purpose is good enough. Whoever it is, I'm erasing for some purpose. I don't know, bless you, something's bad there. I need to erase it, so I need to erase it. Doesn't Dafka need Amanas Lifto? And the Rosh in Pirik Zayin Os Tes argues. And he says, you Dafka need Amanas Lifto. Okay? You Dafka need Amanas Lifto. Okay? So Lemaisa, I would imagine if it was Shabbos, Shaila Malach, we'd be Machmer, like the Rambam. Okay, I would imagine you machmer like the Rambam. Halacha lo maisi sro. But please get that machlekes down. Okay? Let's say, for example, Korea. Korea is amanas what? When you only have Korea? Amanas what? Amanas liftor. To what? To so. But let's say a guy rips something to get rid of his anger. What's the Rambam say? Rambam says Yerchayim, Perikyut Alachiyut. So the Rambam is consistent. Rashi also says in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis that you need Sosar Manas Libnos. Otherwise what? Otherwise what? Otherwise it's going to be what? It's going to be Mekalkel, yes? So it seems like you don't necessarily need the Dafka do it in that way. Okay? So you don't need the Dafka do it in that. Rashi seems to say the same thing. Sosar Manas Libnos. The only reason why is otherwise it's going to be Makaka. It doesn't have to Dafka be Almanas in that way. That's what Rashi's Mashma. So again, the Abdenezer writes, you need a Omoche Kamanas Liftov, otherwise it's going to be Makaka. You see from this Tysus that even with Almanas Liftov, you still can envision what? You still can envision Makaka. And that's why he's got to go out of his way and say what? Go ahead, what's the next line? Makaka what?
The Aleph Siva.
If you just put what? Black on the sheet, it's not as, I guess, glaring. If you put red on it and then put black on the red, it makes it even more recognizable. So that's why it's not Makalko. So the Beis Aaron answers, one sec, Kasha, the Beis Aaron answers, please get it, that when do we say that what? Says the Beis Aaron. When do we say Moche Kamanas Liftov is a tikkun? That's when you write another letter. But if you erase in order to write the same letter, Orin, if you erase the letter to write the same letter, then I would think what? Then I would think you're Punter if it's what? If it's Makalko. Yes? Here you're writing up the same letter. So if it's Makalko and Avahavimi, you're Punter, even if you're doing Moche Kamanas Liftov. What's the answer? The answer is not true. As long as the second writing is more nikar, even on the same letter, you are considered to be not makalko. That's the shot I want you to get in Tysus. That's the chiddush I want you to know, but I want you to be in tune to it. That if the notion of Manas Liftov was to get rid of it, what do you have to say the next line? Because that's Mocha Kamanas Liftov to do another letter. But to write the same letter, what? I'd have a have a meaning that what? Then it would be what? It would be makalko, even if you're Mocha Kamanas Liftov. I erase it to write the same letter. Maybe it's Makaka Bipata, Kamash Mulan, no. It's going to be recognizable. Then it's also a tikkun. It's not considered Makaka. It's going to be more recognizable. It's even better. Yes, Usher.
Who argues on the Rambam?
The Rosh. And we're Poshup Shah Ramachu like the Rambam. Okay? You had a Kasha before Rafi? You got it? Yes, go ahead.
This is when it says Sikra Al Bidil, this is like this black on red on black case is what it's talking about.
Yes, red on black. Tysus is commenting on that. The bottom Tysus is commenting on that case. Red on black. Omri lechayv on lebata. We're going with the manam that said chayv. So Tysus is pointing out the reason why it's constructive is because it's amanas liftov. So what does he need to point out the next time? A kalko habit. Isn't amanas liftov anyway? Automatically make him a taka and not a kalko? No, we say you see not that way. If it's the same letter, that's a pshat in Tysus because here we're talking about the same letter. Mochik amanas liftov, another letter, usually think it's a chopped on. But here it's the same letter, so I would think it's a shtickle kilko be makalko. Kamashwan, it's not because it's nikkur tvei. This is pshat in Tysus. This is the first chiddush we want to bring out today. Okay.
Who gives that answer?
The Beis Aaron says this pshat. Yes, Jonathan, quickly, go ahead.
I just want to say that the name of the Rav Khan is Rav Moshe Yosef Ben Chaim.
Rav Moshe Yosef Ben Chaim is a tzal name. Akoy, we're giving this shir, Lilu Nishma, it's a great tamachof, a great going. Is the Shogun of High Points got in, taught many, as we said this morning, taught many women, Torah, my daughters included, have much of Karsa talk to him, so he's been Shogun of High Points got in. This is the first Kiddush. Number two, second Kiddush. Take a look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Please get it. Rashi Dibra Maskil Potter. This is going on Dio Akabido Sikra Akabisikra. Okay, this is the second chiddush. Let's get it down. Arya, read the Rashi, please.
Potter.
Yes, Potter.
Sharihu, Kibasila.
Excellent. He adds the word Kibasila. Go ahead.
Lo Potter Vilama.
You can understand this Rashi one of two ways. Let's get it down. The first way is that this is not a ksiva. It's not a ksiva. It's just like writing over something. It's not a ksiva. It's bechlal not a ksiva chadasha. It's not a ksiva chadasha. The first possibility is not a ksiva chadasha.
Which Rashi is?
Rashi, Dibra Maskil, Potter. The first possibility is not a ksiva. It's an ibui, which we looked in the computer what it meant. Condensation. I don't know what that means. Condensation. What is condensation? It means it's not a writing. It's not a ksiva chadasha. It's a nothing. Or no. Or maybe you could say, please get it, that it is a ksiva, but the ksiva is not toelis. It's not purposeful. It's not purposeful. You understand the two ways to read this Rashi? Is it not a ksiva at all, or is it a ksiva, but it's not written for any toelis? These are two distinct approaches. You know what a fakir is? Two approaches. There are two ways to view this Rashi. Is it not a ksiva, or is it a ksiva, but there's no toelis? L'mai nafkemina. The nafkemina is it mutter to darken a Shem Hashem that's been written in the Sefer Torah? Because what is the famous halacha in the Torah? Asur to erase Hashem's name. So by you rewriting it, what's the din? By you rewriting it, what's the halacha? Are you erasing Hashem's name? You are rewriting Hashem, you're writing over the ink on Hashem's name. Is that mutter or asur? If it's just the first possibility, it's what? It's not a ksiv, it's a condensation, whatever that means. It's not a writing, then it's mutter. You haven't done anything. But if you hold lamaisa, then it's what? Like the second approach, certainly it's purposeful. You're trying to make it darker. And it would be asur. What's the din, halacha lamaisa bin yamal? Get it down. Nechaku bo apoiskim. The pischei tshuva in yordeya. Simin reish ayin al sivkon yuches. Simin reish ayin vav sivkon vav. And the mishavura, what's simin? Simin lamed bey sivkon kuf chav ches. They quote the Psalms over, it is mutter to write over Hashem's name in order to make them darker. And the Pesachei Teshuvah goes on and quotes the Tashbetz that it is Aser Mishum Mechikas Hashem. And it's Mashav from the Ramban and the Ran that it's Aser also as well. If you look in the Rav Chaim Alashas, he quotes from the Gosmamonios, Peripholikos Yisurah Toros Aleph, B'Shem D'Arayim, that it is mutter to erase Hashem's name that has not been written Lishma. Why? Because we say it's mutter to write on Hashem's name that it wasn't been written Lishma. It's mutter to write over it. You see that a shame Hashem that wasn't written Lishma, you're allowed to erase. What's the implication, Bench? That if the shame Hashem was written Lishma, it would be usher to write over it to make it blacken it. So let's go over this now. Please get this, Rashi, to focus. We're saying this Rashi says you've done nothing. You've done nothing. It's putter. You've done zero. Well, how do you learn up the Rashi? Lo ksav v'lo mochev orin. Does that mean it's just a condensation, which means not a writing? Or no? Do you say it's a writing, but it wasn't purposeful? Who cares, Rebbe? Who cares how you say it? The din is your putter. Big nafkamini. What's the nafkamini? The nafkamini is erasing, or not erasing, yeah. Are you already just erasing Hashem's name when Hashem's name was written in the Torah? Well, but it wasn't black enough. You want to rewrite it. Are you opening this to mechikin? If you hold that it's not a writing, it's mutter. Like the first side. If you hold that it's what? That it's a writing, it's not purposeful. Here it's purposeful. You'd be opening this to mechikin's Hashem. And the Pesachei Teshuvah in two places, Mr. Brewer quote, that it's mutter. And the Pesachei Teshuvah quotes the Tashbetz that it's usher. And it's nearer from the Ramban and the Ran than it's usher to. What's another nafkamina we pointed out? Is it mutter to what? Erase Hashem's name that wasn't written Lishma. So the Arayim says it is. So based on that, it would be mutter to what? It would be mutter to write on top of the name of Hashem that wasn't written Lishma. Mashmud, if the name was written Lishma, you better not touch it, even if you want to blacken it. That would be viewed as what? Erasing it. You'd be over Nisr. So what are the two nafkaminas? Two nafkaminas, if you have Shem Hashem that was what? Written Lishma. Actually, it's one, the same nafkamin. If you have Shem Hashem that was written Lishma and you want to blacken it, what's the din halach lamaisa? Would it be mutter halach lamaisa? So we're pointing out it's only one case nafkamina. Would it be mutter also? Depends upon how you learn up this Rashi. When Rashi says black on black, red on red is father, lo machak lo kasav, it depends. There's no ksivit? Bevele no ksivit would be what? It wouldn't be an Isra v'chikit. If it would be a ksivit no toelis, here there's a toelis, you go over an Isra v'chikit Hashem. First Rafi and then Yisrael. Go ahead, real quick. We got a lot to do, guys. Go ahead.
Why would this not be about the writing over like a Hashem's name be different than the Machmir of the case on the Rav?
What do you mean there you're not writing over Hashem's name? The guy was writing Hashem's name. What do you mean? He was writing Hashem's name, and he came out right. Wasn't written with Shema.
Then you copied over it.
Right, so that's what the Arayim proves from our Gemara, that you see that it's what? That it's mutter because it wasn't written with Shema. But the implication being that if it was written with Shema, it would be usher. The Arayim says exactly like you, Rafi. He says that it's usher from our Gemara. He makes a view from our Gemara. But in our Gemara, it wasn't written with Shema. The Shem Hashem was not written Lishma, so that's why you had
that's
to rewrite
why it. Works.
Right,
it works.
But yeah. He makes a diuk that if it was written Lishma first, it would be awesome. Yes, he makes that diuk. The Arayim says it's awesome.
Also,
I'm just saying, Lamaisa, you could what? You could say, Lamaisa, that's not a raya, maybe according to Chisto, we pass it like the Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan said it wasn't a problem, Lamaisa.
I feel like it's also hard to fit the second side of the Chakira into Loksa Lomacha. Like,
why?
He's not saying, look, like you didn't. Looks out as well, it seems pretty like intuitive.
Not a ksav at all. You're going to say to Yisrael? So the Rafi Yisrael is saying good. That if you look at the Rashi closely, it seems like the first side is more correct. I hear you. You guys are saying good. Loksav. You could write in Loksav with the toelis, you know?
Yeah,
but it's a little bit of a fetch. I hear you. It's a little bit of a, you're pushing the doichik. Doichik a better word. Okay? You guys are saying good? So you got the two, those are the two Kedushim so far. Write them down in your notes. One, two. So we got the Kedushim. All right, we're up to the Tysus inside now. Let's go, guys. Look back at the Tysus inside, okay, before we start the next Gemara. Please get this. Okay, we look at the Tysus in the bottom and test them out. Let's go. We got to get everything clear. All right, let's go. What is Tema? Excellent. Go ahead. Bomb catcher. Go ahead. What is the Medame? They compare what's Besomach? What's Besomach? Very soon in the Gemara. They compared it completely. Umashma.
Umashma, the legum on the poly.
There's no one who argues. Gemara just rolling down. Yo, agave, yo. Sikra, agave, sikra, potter. And the Gemara applies it to the case of tracing by get. Go ahead. But if the takeaway of daf you test this daf is that your second ksav is zero. But you look at daf daf. Go ahead. Look, come on again. Rabbi Yehuda, the second ksav is a ksav. You got to rewrite it. Go ahead. Yeah, what did Rav Acha say? The only reason why what is bad by the Sefer Torah because it's taken Levi Mayu, Mashu by the get, the ksav is good. So the takeaway from that ksav is the ksav she is good. Steer him in Eobay from one dot to the next. That was placed bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Go ahead.
The
Buda corner of Chista, because it enhances it. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kashu. It's also a Chista. About what? So what's Tosh's answer? Let's get it down in our notes. What's Tosh's answer? Very simple. The takeaway from our Gemara is that second Sav is nothing when it doesn't do any enhancement. But at the Chafam and Alf, when the second Sav does an enhancement, of course you're Chayim. Yes? According to Rav Yehuda and according to the Rabbanan, even according to Rav Achar Yaakov, according to the Rabbanan also. Very simple answer. No. When the second ksav is an enhancement, you're chayav. When the second ksav is not an enhancement, like the daf yud tes, if it's not an enhancement, it's not a ksav. If it is an enhancement, like daf yud is. Jonathan, are you getting this down? Remember we said. Go ahead. Now I'll tell you, spotted by Akasha. Go ahead. You writing your notes down in the computer? Lamaisa. You need a pen for a notebook? Lamaisa. Okay, go ahead. Now I'll tell you, spotted by Akasha. Go ahead. So the Mishnah says explicitly Ksav Ksav Potter. If Chizda says not, it's Rabbanon, not Rebuted. Go ahead. What did I just get through saying? Tyson says. I just got through saying when the second Sav doesn't enhance what? What's the din? The din is your butter. So why does the Gemara say in Shabbos that the Mishnah is only a quarter of Abana? Why can't you say it doesn't enhance anything? It's even a quarter of Yudah. Yes? I just got through saying that it all depends on enhancement, Tyson says. So why is the Gemara boxing the Mishnah, Azrira, I can't see it. Why is the Mishnah only boxing one according to who? Why is the Mishnah only boxing according to Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda is only according to Ravana. Could be according to Muta. That's the Kasha. Go ahead, read it again. Perikoina. A lot of times, because you ask a Kasha, he doesn't identify a Toma or a Tema. But this is a Kasha. Perikoina. Why did the Gemara want to establish this? Talking about the Ksav Shein doesn't enhance anything. The Afilu what? Yeah, so then the Mishnah can be in the corner of Yehuda. Why are you boxing in the corner of the Rabbanan? Go ahead. We pointed out yesterday in Shir that the Gemara only quotes of Chisda. That was the Kesef Mishnah said the reason why we boxing like him. That was a case of reason rationale why they're on Paskin like Rav Chisda. There's a quote Rav Ach over there. Go ahead. So now he starts the answer. You got to know when to stop with the kasha and when the answer begins. Note that inside. Go ahead, Mishum. You can do all the lumdus. You got to want to read the Tosfos too. That's how we do both the pshat and the lumdus. One second. What's the answer, Mishum? What's wrong, Ora? Go ahead.
Can I repeat the kasha?
The kash is, why does Rav Chisda say the Mishnah is only according to the Rabbanan Shabbos? Ksava Gavi Shabbos Potter. Rav Chisda writes one line, two lines, that the Mishnah is only according to the Rabbanan Potter. What do you mean? We just got through saying if the second Ksav does not enhance anything, even Rav Yehuda agrees it's not a Ksav. So you'd be Potter too. That's Tosfos kash. Go ahead, Mishum. What's the answer? That's such a key phrase. I would tell you to underline 100 times if you had room. The whole Indian. Because the Mishnah is on Rav Chisda's Havana is, in his perspective, the Mishnah is teaching all cases. Go ahead, Vafilu. That key word is Bishabas too. The whole thing means all cases. Rewrite again. Rewrite the Sefer Torah on Shabbos bench. So since you're enhancing something in another area in Halacha, you will get Chayiv on Shabbos. You understand what I just said? You're enhancing something in another area, like I say, if a Torah you're making it good, or in Get you're making it good. But since it's Shabbos, we'll view that as being what? What will we view that as being? Guys, I want you to get this. We will view that as being Chayiv because we view that as being constructive. Now that's a Chiddush. Why is that a Chiddush? Because you might have said that's a halachic construction, constructiveness. You understand what I mean? You're not physically being constructive anything new. Halachically, you're making the Sefer Torah good or the Get good. But we recognize that in Halacha to be called an enhancement, and you will be Chayim on Shabbos for that. That's a Chiddush. I'm just pointing it out to you. You might have taken it as a given, but if you'd have woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe I would have argued on that and said you need something to be constructive, maybe what? Physically, that it's better. You can see it better. You understand what I'm saying? You can miss that, Nakuda. What'd you say?
That'd be important to Rabbi Huda.
This is what he's saying according to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda understood the whole Mishnah talking about all cases. Ulahachi, what? Go ahead. Ulahachi Muki.
Ulahachi Muki is your Rabbanan.
Yes, and therefore the Rav Chisda says the Mishnah can only be according to the Rabbanan. Why? Because according to who? What do you mean according to the Rabbanan? What does the Rabbanan say according to Rav Chisda? What does the Rabbanan say according to Rav Chisda?
It's not a
Ksav. It's not a Ksav. You can't fix the Get. You can't fix the Sefer Torah. It's not a Ksav. So therefore, the Mishnah is according to the Rabbanan. Because according to Rav Chisda, the Mishnah is talking about all cases. What do I mean by all cases? Even a scenario where you try to fix the Sefer Torah and get on Shabbos. Even when you tried to do that, which would be a what? Which would be an enhancement, and you should be what? You should be Chayiv, Lamaisa. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan, you are Pater, because the Rabbanan holds Ksav Shnia all the time is always what? Is always Pater, no matter what. Okay? Because it would be enhancement. According to beauty, you would be what? You would be chayiv in that case. But what I want you to note is that is a chiddush to assume that that's called a what? A constructive thing. Because it's all halachic constructiveness. But since it is, therefore, if Chisda said, I must box the Mishnah according to the Rabbanan, and a ksav shni is nothing. You understand what I'm saying? That's why the Mishnah says that. But you have to note that chiddush. Hashi, you follow what I'm saying? That's a very big chiddush. Abba, I'll finish up. Oh, what does that mean? You're forced to say the Mishnah's not talking about all cases. Why not? Because what is it then by get? What is it then by get? Even the Rabbanan agree that it's Iksav. Because why? Only by say Vitoria is it a problem, because that can leave Aveu. But by a get, he would agree. Ula Dide, go ahead. Wow, Kigon. So what is he saying here? He's saying that the Mishnah cannot be talking about all cases. Because if it was talking about all cases, what would happen? What would Rav Akiva by Yaakov say? The Rabbanan would agree that one. That on Shabbos, if you did that, that would be a what? An enhancement by get, and you would be chayv according to the Rabbanan. So therefore what? It wouldn't fit the Mishnah. Mishnah says putter. So what must you say? You must say the Mishnah is only talking about which case? One case on Shabbos where you wrote a letter and you write over that same letter. You write a letter and you write over that same letter. That's where you're putter. Not where you're fixing the Sefer Torah to get on Shabbos. That's to be talking about the same letter, just on Shabbos, right, rewriting a letter. Because it's talking about all cases. You know what, Benj? Even the Rabbanan would say you'd be chayiv. Because according to the Rabbanan say a second ksav is a ksav. The only reason why they apostle is because they say Vitoros, they can't even obey you. And not only that, Tosis says, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov could have said the Mishnah is according to who? When it says ksav agale, ksav is pater and Shabbos, who could it be according to? According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who could it be according to? Even who? Even who? Even Rav Yehuda. As long as the case you're not enhancing anything. So the Mishnah would not have to be boxed in like the Rabbanan. The Gemara only quotes Rav Chisda, but theoretically, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Mishnah could be even according to Rav Yehuda. So how do you summarize this Tosis? So we know the Tosis, the Galama. How do you summarize this Tosis? You follow what I just said with Rav Acha bar Yaakov? What was Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha was what? Jonathan. You want the notebook of Lamaisa? What was Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha was what? The Gemara assumes the all that we know portion that it's putter, everyone agrees to it. That's the takeaway you test it off. Daftokumarav, what does it say? It says what? That you can rewrite it according to the second side of the Ksav, and according to Rakam Rakam, according to the Rabbanan, it's a rewriting of the Ksav. Steer him in the from one daft to the next. What's Tosis Terrence? Which one's right? Which one's right? Tosis says. What do you mean, which one's right? Daftok is when you enhance it. They're talking to him again. When you enhance it, Ksav Shni is what? Daftok. You're not enhancing anything. Yes? But then he says, I'm bothered by it. Why does the Mishnah say Ksav Agave Ksav is what? Why does the Mishnah say Ksav Agave Ksav is Pater according to who? Rav Chisda is according to the Rabbanan. What's Tosis Kasha? Why did we establish it according to who? Rav Yehuda, and he didn't enhance anything. What's Tosis' answer? What's Tosis' answer? Tosis' answer is that the Mishnah is talking about all cases, including what? Fixing a Sefer Torah again on Shabbos, which is called an enhancement, and you would be chayv according to who? You'd be chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda Lamaisa. You'd be chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda Lamaisa. You'd be chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, you'd be chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda. You'd be chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda, but you'd also be chayv according to who? It's considered a what? It's considered a chayv according to Yehuda. Nevertheless, you're potter. Why? Why are you potter according to the Chavim, according to Chisda? Because a Ksav Shini is a nothing. But theoretically, Tosis said, why can't you say it according to Rebuta? You're not enhancing anything. And Rebuta is minded. The Terrence is about all cases. So in all cases, automatically there's an enhancement. So that forces you to say it can't be Rebuta. It's got to be the Chacham. Yes? It cannot be Rebuta. But we pointed out in Shir that you see that's a Chiddush. That's called a constructive enhancement. A halakhic concept is called constructive. However, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, what's the Mishnah? According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, what's the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov? It's not talking about all cases. Because if it's talking about all cases, then even what? Even the Rabbanan would say you're chayav. Because the Rabbanan would say, by get Ksav Shni is a get. So they're only talking about a Shabbos case. And if it's talking only about a Shabbos case, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the Mishnah could even be who? Rav Yehuda. The Gemara doesn't say it because it only quotes Rav Chisda, but according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it would follow, goes according to Rav Yehuda. Yes, Rav.
Is it
just reading the local Rabbi Yehuda, low Bible, Kimik Sheink, Sava Shani, Sakakul. How do I read that like better?
I'll read it like this. The Perakabona, the Snan, that's the start of the Kasha. Ksava Kazave Pata, Brahma Chisma, this is local Rabbi Yehuda. Low boy Lekumik. You should put the word Vamay. Why didn't the Gemara establish Kishain Ksav Shane Sakum when the second sign has anything in the Afilu Rabbi Yehuda mode? And Rabbi Yehuda agrees in Ksav, period. That's the period right after in Ksav. Low boy Lekumik. Why didn't the Gemara want to establish it like Rabbi Yehuda? That's the Kasha. I'm glad you asked me that because you got to know how to read it. You understand how to read it now?
Yeah.
Low boy Lekumik. Why didn't the Gemara establish it like that? That's the Tosh Kasha. It stopped right there after Ksav. Then Mishu begins the answer. Yes, Yisroel.
For Vakav or Yaakov, I feel like you don't have to say that it's only a case of Shabbos the Mishnah is talking about. Can you also say it's this intersection of Shabbos and Sefer Torah? Not getting, because Sefer Torah, there's still Zekele Yavvil for the Rabbanah. And therefore...
No, but when Tosha said the whole Inyan, that'll be constructive, he was trying to point out, Lamaisa, that you'd be Chayiv, Lamaisa, right? The whole Inyan you're Potter. And that's only according to the Rabbanah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, though, Lamaisa, the Rabbi Yehuda, you'd be Chayiv. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That first answer is within Rav Chista. He's asking within Rav Chista. The Kasha Tosha says, why did Rav Chista point out the Mishnah is only according to who? The Rabbanah. It could have been Rabbi Yehuda where you don't enhance anything.
Right, but the last line of Tosha. So
the last line of Tosha is talking about Rav Acha Bar Yaakov.
Right.
What are you asking?
I'm saying, we said that Tosha says that for Rav Acha Bar Yaakov.
You could establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda too, where you don't enhance anything.
Right.
Okay. What's right. Wrong with that? The Mishnah right. Shabbos is Ksava Gavi Shabbos Putters. What's difficult with that?
Right. You can establish right away for Rabbi Yehuda because.
Because the second Ksiva, if you don't enhance anything, Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's nothing. According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. That's Tosha's whole theory.
Right.
So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov could have established the Mishnah again, because according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the Mishnah is not talking about all cases. It's only talking about the case of Shabbos. When I say Shabbos, what does that mean? Where you write a letter and rewrite the letter on Shabbos. Not talking about a Sefer Torah again. So when you write over a letter, if you're not enhancing it, even according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says that's not a Ksav. So why is the Mishnah not according to Rav Yehuda? Well, it is according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. You just got to put two and two together. You don't need the Shas to always say that for you. Ravina Rashi, when he wrote the Gemara, would say you're right. That's what Tosha said. The Gemara only quotes from Chista. You got me? Okay, clear? Excellent. Okay, now we go on to the next Gemara. Let's go. We go on to Daf Kaf Amud Aleph. Let's go, guys. Okay? Please, guys, in the show. A lot of guys asked me, you can call me. Or was asking me in the afternoon yesterday. Let's go. There's not a lot of college work. Guys are 20 minutes, 30 minutes of that night together. Okay? All right, let's go. And even when there is college work, what you get every day we get. Benj, you got this? Benj Misty, listen to the tape on the plane. I don't want you to miss. Let's go on now. Chaf Amud Aleph, right in the middle. All right, you're doing a great job. Let's see inside. Let's go. Yes, Rav Chista says an amazing thing. I want you to get what you missed in the middle earlier. In the Zoom. Okay, we go over. Go ahead. I'm Rav Chista. That's a very, very powerful line. Very powerful line. If this is like an apostle, all they get in the world, with Banyashu of them, that is something scary. He says he could apostle all they get in the world. Chaf Amud Aleph and get. Someone asks you, walking down the street, what daf and shas does it say Rav Chista said could apostle get? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? It's Chaf Amud Aleph. You're learning it right now. Go ahead. So Rav says, I want to figure out why he could apostle all they get in the world. Go ahead. Says the Kasa of Losev increases Parsha Kiteitze. Now what is it? And here she wrote it. Now we're not talking about physicality here. We're talking about who paid the money. Who paid the money? He doesn't necessarily have to be a shliach. That's a big shiloh in the Tisus. When a sofer writes, is he a shliach of the husband or not? Get that down. There's 2 days in Tisus on that. Achav Bezim and Bez. But regardless what you hold, he's a shliach or not a shliach. The husband's got to pay for it. And we view him as being the one who is represented as being written, as he wrote it. Even though physically he didn't write it, and even you don't even necessarily have to say he's your shliach. Fits much better if you say he's your shliach. But even if not, he's certainly representing the Baal by writing it. Yes? So he's thinking to himself, we got a problem here. Because there's a Mishnah Baba Basra that says on what dot? On Kuf Samachesim and Aleph. Get it down. Mishnah Baba Basra says they made a takana that there would be husbands that would leave their wives agunas because they didn't want to shell out the cash to pay the sofer for the get. And therefore, the Chum made a takana and they switched the situation. Not the situation, they switched that the woman can pay for the sofer. They switched the situation. That the woman can pay for the soul. Read again. Amrali Rava. And here they wrote it. And therefore what? And therefore he's bothered by what? He's basically bothered by what? What is he bothered by? Vinyavim. He's bothered by the Mishnah Mavasa. He says, I don't understand this. How could the Chum make such a takana and switch this? It's against the Pasuk. Right? It's kind of like what we spoke about yesterday with that Tahas. The Chum cannot be Oker something that's explicit in the Torah. Isn't it explicit in the Torah? The husband is the one who has to facilitate the writing of the get? How do they make such a takana that she's able to pay for it? No? It's a great kasha. Maybe we can build up that kasha. You say, I don't understand the Mishnah Babasa. That's basically what he's asking. I possibly do not understand the Mishnah Babasa. That's basically what he's asking. Read the Rashi. E kasvale. There it is. They switched it and said she can pay. Okay? So I don't understand how this is possible, asks Rav Chisda. That's why he says I can pass all the getting in the world. But it was prescribed by the Chachamim, it's a Mishnah Baba Basra. Go ahead. This is all Rabba postulate. Rav Chisda must not have been there. You know what I mean? Bless you. Rav Chisda, actually Rabba must have been there. Rabba's just pilfering himself and saying, what's the reason why you, Rav Chisda, want to postulate? And Rav Chisda is letting Rabba postulate. Yes? Theorize. And he says, well, maybe this is the reason. So Rabba says, that's not the problem. What is that? Calm down. There's no problem with the Mishnah. Read Rashi. I know you didn't mean it. Ari's a tremendous reader. Tremendous. He didn't mean it. It's a big difference, though. The dog, the day here. We take the money out of her bank account and we put it in his. The dog is her, and we put it in his based on a principle that we learned at the beginning of the year. After biz and after. What dachim getting? Lamed bavam and beis. Two psukim. Kavakos. Two makaros. Pasukin Yoshua and Pasukin Ezra. You remember that? Lamed bavam and beis. After biz and after. Amazing principle. Therefore, Rava says, this can't be the reason. Because we view it as if the husband paid the gelt. It's like they transferred the money from her account to his account and he paid it off. Wow. That's a tremendous chiddush, isn't it? Do you guys recall that we had a question, why is there need to have two makoros on Lamed Bavam and Beis? Take a look at Lamed Bavam and Beis. You guys got it there. What was the difference between those two makoros? You guys remember? Does Basin have the power of Hefkin's master to release the money, lafkir, and that's it? Or do they also have the money to what? Put it in wise. The first pasuk in Yoshua implies only can take it away. The second pasuk in Ezra says they can take it away and put it in the guy's shoes like Nachla, because it compares it to Nachla. You see Lamed Vavam and Beis? Ela Nachlas. That's a pasuk in Ezra, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? I'm sorry. You're right. I made a mistake. You're right. Thank you. Second pasuk is from Yoshua. The first one is from Ezra. The second pasuk Yoshua shows you can be what? You can take it out from A and give it to B. X to Y. This is the Rashba writes in the Amshul Shlomo. Yes? The first pasuk just says you can release the money. They took away people's money. What does this Rashi show? That you can what? The Dvar Avram writes, get it down in your notes. This Rashi clearly holds that what? You can take the money out of X and put it in Y. Because it better be coming from his account. It says Vikasim. That's what Rashi invokes after Bezefka. The Gemara didn't say after Bezefka, but Rashi says it. Let me point out two other places. Get this down, guys. Three Rashis in Gittin were going to show Rashi holds it can be what? It can be Makna. Where's the second Rashi? We learned it. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. What does Rashi say? Mosrani. What does Rashi say, Mosrani? I'm reading it. Mosrani lachem es starosu shatiyu noksu v'ani lo l'gigos l'kama mugi yishkok v'acham lafkim mono shol zeh v'litei l'zeh. What does that mean? Lafkim mono shol zeh v'litei l'zeh. Underline 100 times. Rashi lamed bovim menaf dirmas mosrani lachem. You got that? Amazing. Rashi says it to Pharis. No? Isn't this Rashi's opinion? One other Rashi. Third Rashi. It's a whole stick of Torah, no? Third Rashi getting. Take a look. Nun Dalin Amid Beis. Actually, I have it right here. Nun Hei Amid Beis. What happens if someone steals an animal? Let's say I steal your cow and I makdish the cow and then I shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. I'm Chayav Karis. Why am I Chayav Karis?
Mila.
It's Shchut Echutz. Close. It's Shchut Echutz. But it's not mine. The Chachamim put it in my Rishus. Look at this Rashi in the Dalam and Beis. Ukmu Rabbanan, Birshus Agarav, Mikdisha, Sheyachul, Av Hektish Gomer, Shishchai of Karas, Mishchatena Bachutz, Kiechid Ukmu, Birshus Alini Kapar, Uknasi, the Katsua, the Hefter, Benizin, Hefter who? The Kitchen. Did you have that Rashi, Aryeh?
Yeah.
Nun Hema Beis, Dimas Ukmu Rabbanan, Hefter, Beis, and Hefter. What do you see Rashi when he says Hefter, Beis, and Hefter? You can take the money out of X and you put it in Y. Three Rashis. Do you got that? Amazing, no? So the Pashuk shot of this Rashi is that Hefker Beis, clearly. Now, which Pashuk does the Rama quote? Which Pashuk does the Rama quote? Ela Nachlis in Yoshua. The Rama quotes it. Remember who said that in Hilchos Sanhedrin? When he quotes the marker of Hefker Beis Nefker, he seems to hold like Rashi. The reason why he quotes that Pashuk is because he holds it also has the power to do both. That's what we said. Remember we said that the Ram had that pasuk? Amazing. Ram quotes that pasuk. That's the chiddush that we said according to the Rambam. Ram quotes this pasuk of Hefker Beis and Hefker, and that's the din. But he quotes the pasuk Ela Nachlis, which is the pasuk of Yeshua, is trying to show us that he holds that it has this power. Okay, you remember that? Oh, where's the Rambam? Where's the Rambam? Yochasanen Perachavtal and Olachavav. There it is. No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Rambam learns out from Ezra. Ezra is the first pasuk, yes? Ela Nachlis from Yeshua. So the Rambam holds against Rashi, that it's just Mafkiya. But this is very clear from Rashi, that Rashi holds stark this concept. I want you to get this down. The only thing is that, I find that difficult, no? Ela Nachlis is the pasuk where? Isn't that Yeshua? Yeah, that's Yoshua, okay. So if the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Ezra, that means he's holding only Laftia. Okay, we got this in Rashi? Yes? Okay, now let's go back. I'm going to get to your kashas in a sec. Let's go back now, Aryeh. Rashi says, Beferish, that this is working based on Hefker, based on Hefker. Yes? The Rashba, please get it down, Lamed Bavim based also holds Lahaknos. Who holds that it's only Laftia? Rabbeinu Yonah Baba Basra and the Machane Ephraim. Rabbeinu Yonah, two places in Baba Basra. Nundal is in Abkufa Medalev and the Machane Ephraim, one of the great Gnola Akronim, all the Gnolim Rishonim Akadolim, the Baal HaMaseirah. The Machane Ephraim and Kinim Meshicha Simen Beis also holds like Rabbeinu Yonah, cannot be Machane. So what I want to bring out is that this Gemara seems to be a very clear raya for which approach. Which approach is it a clear raya for?
Rashi.
Well, Rashi's the one who put Hefker Beis and Hefker in. The Gemara did it. But the simplest reading of the Gemara seems to be like who?
Like Rashi.
Like Rashi. Against the Rambam. Like who? Like the Rashba. So the Maratzchayas asked this kashya. The Maratzchayas asked, what do you do with this Gemara? It's pretty clear. It has to come from the husband's bank account. Don't you see, Benj, that you see that what? It's not Mafkiya. It's a great kashya. In fact, he says he thinks this approach is right. The other approach is wrong. This approach of Lahaknos is right. That's what he says. So if you hold the other approach, how are you going to get out of it? You're like the Rambam. You're like Rabbeinu Yonah. How are you going to read this Gemara? So I want you to get this. I'll tell you how they read the Gemara. The Beis Arid. Second time we mention the Beis Arid. Quotes from the Tur. The Tur, Hilchos Gitnesim, Kuf Chaf, says like this, that the Takana was that the Chachamim tell the woman, Orin, that she should give the money to the husband. Not that we do it with our tentacles, like an octopus. Not like that. It's not the Chacham's tentacles. The Chacham tell the married woman, give your money over to the husband so the husband can pay the sofa. So it's not Hefker based on Hefker. It's Aknele, the Rabbanan. And that's why I say it doesn't say Hefker based on Hefker. You follow me? That's a way to get out of the read the Gemara. In fact, the Beis Aaron actually says, you could even read it in Rashi, that since the Chacham have the power of Hefker Bez and Hefker, yes, they tell the woman, you better what? You better give over your money to the husband. It's like they're intimidating her, you know what I mean? That's a very big read into Rashi, especially in light of the other two Rashis we pointed out in Gittin. No? But the Beis Aaron is one of the Gedolei Hador. But I want you to get that down. If you put together all three Rashis, it's very difficult. Even within this Rashi, it's difficult. That when Rashi says, Beis and Hefker, Beis and Hefker, you follow me, Aryeh? It's like they're saying, oh, because they're strength, they're telling her to do it. Since they have the ability, Mafka, the Mamma, Tzrichu. The truth is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Chav, Sif Aleph, you know what the Shulchan Aruch's lesson is? Rabbanan Hiknu Labal, Esamo Shalisha. What is that, Mashma? You guys tell me. Mashka Hefker Bez Hefker. Please get it down. The Shulchan Aruch himself, in Ibn Ezra, Simon Kuf Chav Sivav writes, Rabbanan Hiknu Labal, Esamo Shalisha. Mashka Chamer doing it, like Rashi said, Hefker Bez, the Poshav Shah Rashi. This is the Chiddush that we want to point out. Okay. First Benj, and then Rafi, then Yisrael. Real quick, guys. And then Binyamin. Real quick, guys. We've got so much to do. Sam, you can always ask me. Yeah, go ahead.
If you hold that you're just telling a woman, not just telling her not to work here, so then what's forcing the husband to pay?
What do you mean?
Meaning you're telling a woman, all right, pay, go, like give the money.
She physically will give the money. The husband. Husband will give it over to the sofa.
I'm saying, what's forcing the husband to give over the money?
What do you mean? He's got to give her again. He wants to divorce her.
But I thought the whole point was that he didn't want to. He was like
right, but he doesn't want to give over his own money. If his wife gives him the money, he's fine with it.
Maybe he just doesn't want to.
No, he doesn't want to spend the money. It's cheap. That's why. That's what the takana was for. They didn't want to spend the money. They left there's a nagun. He's not a Russia. We're not assuming he's a Russia. We're not talking about a Russia. He's just cheap though. He doesn't have a lot of money. But now he might be cheap. It might be an honey. Okay. So if the wife has money, gives it to him. He's fine with it. Okay. Yes, Rob.
Yeah, on Nun Vav, why do we even need to use Hefker Bez and Hefker?
On Nun Hey on the base?
No, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Why, right? Because isn't, you can still be like mocked at something.
But it's not his, but it's not his animal.
Okay, it isn't Shechita itself like
a type of Shinri Kone, it means it should be his? I mean, Shinri Kone. Then what do you have to come on Hefker Bez and Hefker for? It's a good kasha, Rafi. Excellent kasha. In other words, Rafi's asking you steal it. You know what he's asking? When you shecht it, it's a shinui, it should become his, right? So it should become his, chayav karis. What do you have to come on Hefker Bez and Hefker for? It's a good kasha. I like that kasha. It's a good kasha. Because the hektish, I'll tell you why, the hektish had to become his. You see, when you're makdish, it has to become his. That's why. The Hefker Bez and Hefker is to make it his for the hektish.
Yeah, he's the guy that makdish is.
Yeah, he was makdish. The ganav was makdish after he stole it. So how's the hektish chav? So you have to say the Hefker Bez and Hefker allows the Hekish to be found. Because in order to do a transaction on something, what do you need? We're going to get to this, Bez Hashem. What do you need? Two things. It's got to be yours, Shalo, and Rishuso. If I want to sell you my car, it's got to be mine in my domain. Okay? Yisrael, go ahead. What's your kasha?
I'm good.
You got it? Well, you got it? Was the answer?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Binyamin.
I think both in this case and potentially the case of the stolen animal, you can read Rashi to make it work that it doesn't have to go in directly into his that you're giving it to the guy. Because in both cases, you can essentially say that there's a kinyan being made afterward for the Baal. So in the case of that here, by the...
Well, you want to say, I think Rafi was in this and saying, right, you release the money, and then the husband gets it himself, you mean?
Right, well, because...
Why would you say two stages? Not mashma that in the Gemara.
Maybe
Gabriel, you brought that. It's not mashma that way in the Gemara. Seems like it's automatic. I think that's very difficult. It's against Rashi and Lamed Vav. Mum Lezeh,
I'm not.
That you can't get out of.
Correct. That, I never
that's the dagger. That Rashi's in that. You can't say what but you're saying. That Rashi is mumbled as ever said.
Tries to like move.
Yeah, but he says it a little differently. He says because they have the strength to do it. He doesn't say it like you're saying it. But you're saying you release it and then the husband picks it up.
Especially in this case, because if you want to say that the sofer is the shliach, when she's giving him the money, he's being kona.
I understand that.
And he gets paid.
I understand that. But Lamaisa, the way we view this as, and this is what I want to get it as, Benji, I'm glad you brought it up too. Physically, she might be paying the guy, be paying the sofer. I described it to you like that. That was really wrong. You don't need to have that physical exchange of money. She can pay the money to the sofer, but halakhically we view that money as been put in the man's account and he paid the sofer. You don't have to say physically it was done. So I really shouldn't have said it to you like that. It's really wrong. I retract that. We view it al pi halakha like that. That's why I'm saying you can't view it as a two stages. You follow me, Gabriel? Because halakhically reviewing is all, it's all done like that. We view it as the money has been put, it's been like, it's conceptually on a computer. It's been from here to here, like you do money online. No. It's like from here to here, and then he pays itself.
You can't say that. Done.
Not in the base. I'm just saying the chat in the Gemara. You suggested release the money. Ben Yomenson released the money, and he takes it. That's not what I'm talking about. It's all done in one shot. And therefore, they take the money out of his account, go to here, and then it's good. I'll be dead. Okay, quickly, Jonathan. Yes?
Since they're still married, if her property is also his, why doesn't it just count as him paying? Wouldn't that be easier to say?
Jonathan's asking a good kasha as well. Masa kani, shakana violet. It's a good kasha.
Wouldn't that just be the easiest way?
Well, I can always give you a scenario where she made it tonight that, you know, you don't have my money, Lamaisa. There are funds, Lamaisa, that you could say that he doesn't have violence on.
But then we're...
No, I'm just saying you could develop a scenario. It's a good kasha what you're saying.
No, we could, but then that's strongly narrowing this case and not making it close.
Okay, all right. But what are you saying?
When she's getting married, I make more money than you. I don't accept the
tshuva.
Right.
As I said, you can develop cases where he has no, he has no benefit on the money. But it's a good kasha, what John can say. You have to assume he doesn't have the ability. Masakani shikana violet. She had her own money from before the marriage. He has the ability to use the fruit, but not the karen, the principal. Okay? And there are ways you can make it tonight where he has no ability to touch it.
Right. Or like he could sell her fruit and say, and make the money
right
for himself and pay the sofer.
Right, we're talking about a case where this fund, he has no right to touch. That's what we're talking about.
Okay?
All right, very good. Everyone's on top of it. Okay, let's go now, Vaitu and Gemara. Let's go, guys. So what is the reason then? What is the reason that you could apostle all the getting in the world? Rava says, I don't know yet. Well, maybe there's another reason. Go ahead, Ella.
Ella, I'm sure that's there, you know, son.
Oh, you go a little bit vital in the pasuk. Says the next verb after v'kasan is v'nasan. It's not the next word, but it's the next verb in the pasuk. Go ahead. You give her nothing. It's valueless. A piece of paper I get is valueless. Usually you have to give something, chashan mishpat, you have to give something of worth. You gave her nothing. Maybe that's where Fista said you could apostle all getting in the world. Maybe that's the reason. Oh, you can stuff up your soda can with a piece of paper, roll it up, that's worthless. Al pis luchiso, the door has a few places. You can use the piece of paper to stuff up a what? A canister or something. A shkoyach, a stopper. That's meaningless. It's not worth a shavapruta. So maybe that's what Rav Chista meant. Rashi? No, Rashi v'nasun? Yeah, it should be worth something. Go ahead. That's also wrong. So I want to speak it up, guys, a little bit. It's an introduction to the Ksos. The Havamina was, from the perspective of Choshen Mishpat, you got to do something that's worth a Shavapruta. Says the Gemara, Dilma, you know what, Benj? Again, it's different than Choshen Mishpat. All it is in the Sina, which we're going to get to with the Ksos. All get is in the Sina. She does not have to acquire the get. I want you to get this. She does not have to acquire the get. Okay? She does not have to acquire the get. Halacha l'maaseh. She does not have to. Because all it is in the Sina. This is probably the most famous source in the Sefer. It is probably the most famous source in the Sefer that what a get is,
What I get is just the walk and the scene. It is not a kinyan at all. The Ksos is Mechadesh, based on this Gemara, that the concept of a get is a din nesina below kinyan. It brings two riots. Number one, it's Baal Korcha. What are the three ingredients you need for every kinyan in halacha? Das Makna, the willingness of the seller, Das Kona, willingness of the buyer, and what a Maisa, kinyan. You can give a get, a guy can give a get that's what against her will. That's against the schwab, these rules. That shows it's not a kinyan. It's a din nesina. And the other rye is, get ali suri hana is kosher. What do you mean? What is this suri hana? An orange, a huge orange, an orla tree. You write the get on the orange and give it to her. You're not allowed to write hana for a month. You can't be calling something that is suri hana. How does it get kosher? All right. What does that prove? That it's a din nesina. This is the Ksos's famous shita. And that's exactly what the Gemara, we're reading it into the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, oh, you haven't given her anything. That's if you view the concept of giving, acquiring a get like Choshen Mishpat. You have to be able to give him something. That's to be worth something. The Gemara says that, oh, go ahead, Dilma, nesina sageti. It's a different din, you follow me? It's a completely different din. Now, the Rav Zatzal, who's the Rav? From Soloveitchik Zatzal, always called his grandfather, of kind that get is a kinyan. It is a chalos kinyan. How do you get out of this? How would you get out of the two proofs according to Rav Chaim? Rav Chaim argued on the Ksos. It's a Pishmuel. I don't think it's written anywhere. He held that it was a din kinyan. He said this is a special teres hakasuv. It's a special, it's the only kinyan we find that can be against your will. Okay? It's the only kinyan we find is to be against your will. And number two, he says, there are some Rishonim, there's a miut of Rishonim. Miut, most Rishonim say you can't make kinyan in Yisrael enough. There are some that say miut shall Rishonim. We'll see, the Ravid. Miut shall Rishonim, that says yesh kinyanim. You can't have a kinyan on Yisrael enough.
This is what the Ketzai says?
No, this is what Rav Chaim would respond to the Ksos. I wrote Rav Chaim there.
What's the first reason again?
Right?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
What's the first reason for Rav Chaim?
It's a special Teres HaKasim. It's a special Teres HaKasim. It's one kinyan in halacha that can be against someone's will. It's a pasuk. It's an exception. And number two, there are some Rishonim cannot minister enough. But the bottom line is that what? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that what? Is that the Chiddush of the Ksos is that what? Is that this is a din nesina. So we're reading it into the Gemara very well. We're reading into the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, Rava says, there must be the problem. I want to give you. You're not giving her anything. So in Choshen Mishpat, that's not called a nesina. The answer is no, this is not regulated based on Choshen Mishpat. Again, it's a new halacha. All it is nesina. Go ahead, Teda. What's Teda mean? What is the word Teda? But it's a proof, a raya. What's my raya, Rava says? The Chachmei, Yerushal set the Chachmei Babel. You're right, again, it's really not, it's kosher. Now, please get this down. What are examples of Yisurah Anah? Basar B'cholov, Kilai Kerem, Orla. What are some examples of Yisurah Anah that are Drabana? Chometz on Sha'avalav HaPesa, Jew did not sell, or Mavakel. Chometz Erev Pesach after Shashishis. Kilai Kerem and Chutzlarts. There are examples of a whole list of Yisurah Anah that are Drabana. There's a whole list that's Diraisa based on Mishnah and Tzmurah, that's Lamed Gimel. Omid Beis, and there's a whole list that are the Rabbanan. Yes? So the Rasban, the Chuv is right. Get it? Chelik Alsim and Tarbesh Gimel. Yushalmi quotes that only Yisuri the Rabbanan, the get is kosher. But Yisuri Anad the Yeraisa, the get is puzzle. I, the Bavli, never makes this chiluk. He says, since the Yushalmi made the chiluk, the halach is like Yushalmi. That's what the Rashba says. And the Miri says, that's a joke. That's an absolute joke. Our Bavli argues on it, and he's Suri the Araisa that are kosher. Hana, it's mutter. It's kosher. And he says, the Yushalmi really never said that. What the Rashba claimed the Yushalmi said, it's not right. So I'm going to repeat it again. The Rashba says, Kusal Asurna is kosher, is only by what the Yushalmi says?
Isura not the Rabbana. Isura not the Araisa would not be kosher get. The Bavli argues, he says, but Yushami says explicitly we'll go with Yushami. Miri says that's nuts. First of all, the Bavli never makes such a distinction. Even a get and Isura not the Araisa is kosher. And he says, Yushami read wrong. Yushami never made that distinction either. So we normally assume like the Meiri against this Rashba. It's a tremendous chiddush. But you see clearly that what? Isri Hana, even though you're not able to what? Even though it has no worth at all, it's still kosher. You can't sell it. Isri Hana, you can't buy and sell it. It has no use. Go ahead, read on, finish the Gemara. Go ahead, Arya. Let's see. Gufa. Because we got to get the finish at the end. Go ahead. What does Gufa mean? It was said earlier. Go ahead. What does also Zayas mean? The Mishnah Yud Tesim Lav says you can write a get on an olive leaf. Now, is an olive leaf worthless? Yes. And still it says it's kosher. So too Isuri Anah is worthless. That's why it's kosher. No, Dilma. You skipped the word Dilma. There's a big difference. There's no raya from an olive leaf. Why no raya? Because an olive leaf might have a what? It might not be worth a shomer pruta, but it does have a what? It does have a hana. It's unknowable. Because if you put enough olive leaves together, you can make a couch. Or you can feed a behemoth with each leaf on its own. Will fill up a cow's stomach. So therefore, it's not comparable. Yisur hana, there's no value at all. Because you can't combine other yisur hanas together. Each one of them on their own roster, yes? But even at least something that's worthless, if you put a lot of worthless things together, it's worth something. You understand what I'm saying? So you have no raya. But even though you have no raya, the din remains the same. That cuss of get out suri anah, what's the din?
Kasher,
excellent. We slug up the raya, but the din still remains the same. Finish it up. Go ahead, Tanya.
Tanya, Tanya Rabbi Omer. Kasa zira ya kasher.
Why didn't they praise it? Because it was in the name of a Yachid, yes? They thought the Rabbi was against it. Go ahead. Yeah, no one was against it. He just said it in the name of Rabbi. Go ahead. See, the halacha is like him. Halacha l'maisa. We pass him like him. That cuss will get out through in us kosher. So let's get there. I want to just get to this.
What was the problem with saying that it was a rabbi?
No problem, but when you say it over in front of an individual, it implies maybe the rabbi was against it. That's why they didn't praise it. Then he said in front of the rabbi, there was no one ever against it. There was no one ever against it, Lamaisa. Okay, that was the assumption they taught, Lamaisa. It's not true. That's why they accepted Allah Lamaisa. Yes, Rafi, real quick.
If you say like, it's like the Rashba, and it's not only allowed, like it's only kasha derabbanan.
Only Yisurah Nod Rabbanan is kosher.
Are you saying that only Yisurah Rabbanan are worthless? Also, I'm sure Yisurah Daraisa are the same thing. So if we're talking about it being worthless, why could we only be talking about being Rabbanan?
No. In other words, you're asking, what's the svar of the Rashba to be Mechala? You're asking me. Why is Yisurah Nod Rabbanan kosher, but Yisurah Nod Daraisa...
Would, I guess I say, no, if we're talking about the worth of it, the worth doesn't change between it being...
Right, I understand, but I'm saying the svara might be is that let's assume that this is the svara. There's two types of isurim in the Torah, isuri gavra and isuri chetza. If it's isuri hanam in the rabbana, the chetza is still good, just on the gavra. So there's a worth to it. That's why it gets kosher. If it's isuri hanam the araisa, then maybe it's an isur chetza, so it's totally worthless. That's why the get would be possible. So but we don't hold like that.
The rabbana would have worth. Yeah.
No. The
rabbana would have worth on the chesed, not the gavra.
Right. As long as the chesed is worth something, it's good.
So yeah, we technically.
But I'm saying the Rashba said it in Yushami, not the Bavli. Bavli doesn't make the distinction.
But he's applying it to the Yushami.
No. The Rashba says a machleik is Bavli Yushami. We pass it like Yushami. That's what the Rashba says. The Miri says you got the Yushami wrong. Shami doesn't even say that, okay? Yes, Yisroel.
Is that a bigger kasha on the Rashba when there's machlokas between Yerushalmi and Bavli? We always
yeah, but he says that Yerushalmi said it explicitly. You're right, usually all like the Bavli, but he said, since Yerushalmi said it clearly explicitly, therefore we'll go with it. That's a kiddush. Usually we don't hold like that. Usually all like the Bavli. Yes, Pej.
Number one, are we going to get an answer from Rabbi's kasha?
No, Rabbi just rejected the Raya, that's all. You just rejected the raya, but it's the roofing.
So
at the end of the day, you're asking, what's the maskanas of Gemara? Good. What's the maskanas of Gemara? What's the answer? Rava thought Rav Chisda was wrong. Rav Chisda made a comment and he said what? I think I can apostle all the get in the world. He never said why he himself personally didn't think that. Rava was postulating, theorizing. The first theory he did, he slugged up. The second one, he also slugged up. So at the end of the day, you're right. We don't know. But Rava says you're wrong, Rav Chisda. Your reasons why I postulated why you think you can apostle all the get are not real reasons. Done. Yes? What were the two reasons? Either you have to pay for it, well, we view it as if he paid for it. Aren't the women paying it? No, we view it as if he pays for it. What's the other reason? I'm glad he asked me. What's the other reason? What's the other reason? The other reason is we're not giving her anything. By giving, you don't have to give her a shalfruta. So it comes out, why did you buy? I don't know why. The takeaway from the Gemara is that what? It's wrong. There's nothing to worry about.
Also, Rabbi, don't you have to give it? If you want to like throw the get at her, like not actually hand it to her, don't you have to throw it into her rishus?
Therefore what?
Meaning like there is some kind of...
Nasan biyada. You have to put it in her hand, but she doesn't have to make a kinyan on it. That's what I'm saying.
That's not considered
kinyan. She does not, no, she does not have to be a kinyan on it. That's what we're saying explicitly. That's what the Ksos proves here. Okay? That's what the Ksos proves right here. That you do not need it. You follow what I'm saying? Now I want to give you an example of this. Halacha l'maaseh. I think Rabbi Kiveger has this chumra in Hilchos Gittin. I don't think they do this. Maybe they do in most Gittin. I don't know about they did and what they do. You have to ask your father. If a guy gives a get to his wife, okay? Let's say this is the get. The cell phone is inside her, inside the hand. That's called a yah. Yes? You got what I'm saying? That get would be good. What happens if you put the get is bigger than her hand? What kinyan is that called? That's called hagbah. How do you know kinyanim work? Maybe kinyanim don't work on what? Maybe kinyanim don't work lemaisa. Right? Halach lemaisa. It's a din what? It's a din nesinin. Right? You want to... So Rabbi Kiveger has a chumra that you should... Fold up the get many times and you put it in the yad. Because if you do a kinyan, how do you know the kinyan works, Lomaisa?
No, we don't need a kinyan.
What'd you say? You don't need a kinyan, right. You're right, you don't need a kinyan, Lomaisa. But maybe, Lomaisa, you're not even giving it to her. Because what is yad? Yad means it's got to be inside. But if you are what? If you are doing it through this, maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it doesn't work, Lomaisa. Because that's not called yad.
The
chutzar. That's yad. Chutzar is mitam yad. It's an extension of your hand. You follow that's a special pasuk. Chutzar is mitam yad. You follow that from. I don't think Bati Dinim have this chumra. I don't think so.
They do fold it up very small.
But do they fold it up so in her hand?
Both of her hands.
Uh huh.
And then the idea is that after he drops into her hand, she closes it, puts it under her arm.
I understand that, but I'm saying. You're saying it's not hagbah. You're saying it's not hagbah. Okay? But I want you to understand this. This is the raya of the Ksos. You follow me? The Ksos says as though didn't seen it all. You got look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Alma?
Alma Midatara.
No, Darsha, low Kosal. Look sorry. Elish Ozaias, go ahead. You can make a whole couch of leaves. So each one's significant. Oh what? Even though each one's not Shavuot Pruta, but there is a usage in it, right? Go ahead. What is Yisrael Allah? There is no one. You can't combine it with all the other ones because they're all usher. Yes? There's no usage of it. Yeah? What does Rashi mean when he says that? What did you see Yisrael Allah when it said law? What does Rashi mean when he says Yisrael Allah? You guys tell me. It's law what? Law Chazal Tzarif because each one of them are meaningless. They're useless. It's not like an olive that's fine, an olive leaf. Next Rashi.
Mishma.
The Yichidah. Said in the name of a Yachid, a private. Go ahead.
Darsha.
In order that they would accept it. Alma. What is Tara Kulai? Since he troubled himself so much to the Kabluah, that it should be accepted. Go ahead. Yeah, read again the Alma. Alma. Beautiful. You got that? In trouble themselves should be accepted. Allah has come out. This is fundamental, guys. And get you see fundamentally in getting that one that you do not need, says the Xos, to make a kinyan on it. And therefore, Lamaisa, all you need is her to be given to it. Halacha Lamaisa. This is a critical chiddush. Now let's get to the following very quickly. Lamaisa. It's getting late. Let's just get to this Nakuda, then we'll get to the Chumash, and then we'll continue on Sunday. Okay, Sunday, guys, 9 o'clock. Here we have, you know, Shir's 11:30. We'll go a little bit by the Mar Choktofa, but we got to finish this up. One Nakuda I want to just mention, we'll begin, we'll continue with it. Lamaisa. I gave you the marker. Do you have your packet? Did anyone bring their packet?
Yeah.
Okay. Take a look at the last page in the packet. Are you allowed to use a lulav, an esrog made of orla? Yes or no?
What?
No. Orla, an esrog of orla, the first 3 years. Is it good?
No,
it's a mishnah. What are the two reasons? Read the packet there. Aryeh? What does it say? And sukkah, lamed, ham, and aleph. Go ahead. Orla, pasul, my time of? Because you can't eat it, you need to be able to eat the esrog, even though we don't eat it on sukkahs, but there's no have to eat it, it's orla. But go ahead, bechad. Read Rashi, lefi shem adin mamon. Sheino. Get it down. According to Rashi, Surah Anah is not yours. Isuri Anah is not yours, guys. The Ritva quotes the Raivin. You are not, it's not yours. Who argues on the Raivin? The Ritva. The Ritva says it is yours. So why is it Esrog Pasul? Because Ketute Mechta Shuri. What does Ketute Mechta Shuri mean? What do you have to do with Orla? You have to burn it. It's like it's cut up. You imagine that it's each one's cut up. It's not the Shuri of an Esrog. Because you're going to pulverize it anyway. So what do you see from here? That most Rishonim say Suri Anah, you can't make Kinyanim, it's not yours. There is a minority Rishonim that say it is yours. So the Xos quotes the Rivash and the Ritva, yes, who say the following, get this down. They claim that there are Vailim in Suri Anah, you can make Kinyanim. So what is the Pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama Memeham and Aleph? What does the Gemara say Memeham and Aleph? A Shor Nisko. Can you sell a Shor Niskal? No. You cannot sell a Shor Niskal. I had a Shor that, someone had a Shor that killed someone. You have to stone it, three. You can't sell it. What do you mean? I thought it's Asur Anah. But I thought the Rishonim would say you can sell it. Chametz. Are you allowed to Mavata Chametz during Pesach? Yes or no? The Torah takes it out of your Rishus. It's Asur Anah. How does Bittul work, according to Taisim Sochim? Bittul Mitam Hefker. I don't understand something. According to the Rishonim that say you own Isuri Anah, why can't you sell it or master it? Because it's not Bershuso. Says the Xos, it's not Bershuso. It might be yours, but you cannot sell it or master it because it must be Bershuso. That's what the Xos says a Chiddush. So even according to those Rishonim, you cannot sell the Shor Nisko. You cannot sell the Shor Nisko master because it has to be Bershuso. According to the other Rishonim, it's not yours to sell. According to the Rishonim, it is yours, you can't sell it because not pursued. So you got me? We'll pick it up with the Xos inside this Tuchumishna. I want to close.